Estonia's centre-right Reform Party won a legislative election with 29% of the vote. Kaja Kallas, its leader, began coalition negotiations with the centre-left Centre Party and could become the country's first female prime minister.
EU member states vetoed a blacklist prepared by the Justice Commissioner of 23 territories that facilitate money laundering of terrorist financing. The proposed list included Saudi Arabia and four American territories. Saudi and American opposition probably torpedoed the list.
Emmanuel Macron, the French president, addressed European citizens with a manifesto on the future of the EU, printed in newspapers in every EU country. Mr. Macron has been trying to rally a coordinated liberal pro-EU campaign for the European Parliament elections in May.
A man in London may become only the second person in the world to be cured of HIV infection. A stem cell transplant to treat lymphoma means his immune system cells are now coated with proteins that HIV cannot latch onto. An American who had similar treatment in 2007 still remains free of the virus.
Michael Bloomberg ruled out a run for the American presidency in 2020, disappointing those who wanted a strong, moderate voice in the race.
America's Border Protection Agency reported a sharp rise in the number of migrants trying to cross from Mexico illegally. More than 76,000 people tried to cross in February, the highest number for that month in 12 years. Families and children without parents accounted for 60% of the 66,450 who were apprehended. They came predominantly from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Illegal crossings remain far below their peak in the 1990s.
Juan Guaido, recognized as Venezuela's interim president by the legislature and by more than 50 countries, returned to the country after a failed attempt to send in humanitarian aid and a tour of Latin American capitals. He was greeted by large crowds opposed to the dictatorial regime of Nicolas Maduro.
Jane Philpott, the president of Canada's Treasury Board, which oversees government spending, quit the cabinet in dismay over allegations that the office of the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, had tried to improperly influence the judiciary. A former justice minister has claimed that Mr. Trudeau and his aides sought to discourage her from authorizing the prosecution of an engineering firm charged with bribing Libyan officials.
A court in Argentina convicted 8 people, including a former judge, of obstructing an investigation into the bombing of a Jewish centre in Buenos Aires in 1994, which killed 85 people. The court acquitted 5 defendants, including Carlos Menem, who was the then Argentine president.
What is a golden shower? That question was surprisingly posed on Twitter by Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, who had earlier tweeted a video of a man urinating on a woman during the country's carnival celebrations. "I'm not comfortable showing this, but we have to expose the truth of what many carnival street parties have become," wrote the conservative Christian president.